welcome back to Newsy's Latest Headlines. I'm Johanna Grunaway here with some of the top stories we're tracking right now. The FDA is reportedly planning to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for children 12 to 15 years old. Right now, the shot is only available for those over 16. Pfizer asked the FDA to amend its emergency use authorization early last month, and officials say it could be authorized for younger people as early as this week. On Sunday, former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb, who is on Pfizer's board of directors, told CBS's Face the Nation he's hopeful it'll be authorized and said doing so would add to the U.S.'s efforts in fighting the virus.
There's about 17 million children between the age of 12 and 15. I think we'll pick up about 5 million immediately. I think probably another 5 million, 5 to 7 million will get vaccinated over the course of the summer before the school year. So that will be incremental Americans getting vaccinated against COVID.
Meanwhile, the EPA is proposing to phase out the production and use of hydrofluorocarbons. Those gases are commonly used in refrigerators and air conditioners and are considered a major driver of global warming. The proposed rule follows through on a law Congress passed in December. It would decrease U.S. production and use of the gases by 85% over the next 15 years. The phase-out reportedly has support both from environmental groups and within the manufacturing industry. And in other news, Bill and Melinda Gates are divorcing after 27 years of marriage. The Microsoft co-founder and his wife did say they will continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It's the largest charitable foundation in the world with an endowment worth nearly $50 billion. Since 2000, it has focused on global health and development and U.S. education issues. Thanks for watching Newsy. We'll be back with more of your headlines soon, but stick around for other top stories coming your way.